Welcome to another episode of the Returning to Reality show, coming to you from A9 TV, beautiful city Istanbul. Today we have a very distinguished guest from New Zealand, and Oktar will introduce him now.
Yes, our distinguished guest is from New Zealand, his brother Mohammed Thompson, Mashallah. And he is the chairman of an Islamic channel in New Zealand, Voice of Islam. MashaAllah. Welcome. It's a pleasure and honor to have you, brother. Yes.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah. Thank you.
Mashallah. Thank you very much. And we'll have some questions for you, inshallah.
Thank you. I'm ready, inshallah.
Yes, Brother Mohammed, I'm starting with the first question. And what was the main reason that you embraced Islam, and what impressed you about Islam most, inshallah?
It was not just some one thing. It was over a period of time of study and moving away from Christianity, because I was brought up a Christian, actually a Catholic. And I got disillusioned in the early days when I was involved with that some of the things didn't quite make sense. So, alhamdulillah, Allah guided me as I was searching, and then I found the truth, and I found that Islam had everything from A to Z, for a complete way of life, and had all the answers there. People didn't make up answers or give their own opinions. They said, look, if they don't know something, go to the Quran and the Sunnah, and you'll find the answers. So, alhamdulillah, that sort of, took me to Islam, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah,
Mr. Thompson, and can you talk about your past religious experiences? Were you practicing any religion? And what was your views about the concept of Trinity? And did you make any sense to you?
As I said earlier, I was brought up a Catholic, came from a Catholic family, so I was one of eight children in that family. And I used to go to church for a while there every day, because I was an altar boy. So those who know what Catholicism is, altar boy is one who helps the priest when he's performing the mass. And in those days as an altar boy, I started to get disillusioned, because, like, for those who understand Catholicism, you have to go to confession, usually once a month, to say what your sins you've committed, and then the priest will tell you, well, you need to say this prayer or this prayer, and then you'll be forgiven. And I started to think, well, I've seen what the priests are like, they're worse than me. So how can they be a mediator between me and God, because I'm too bad to talk to God direct? So I had to go through them, where they're worse than me. So I started to get disillusioned, thinking, well, that can't be right. Why can't I go direct? That sort of thing. So with the Trinity, I didn't understand how three can be one and things like that. I was never good at maths, but I understood that three can't be one and one can't be three. So I sort of didn't understand that at all. So alhamdulillah, when it came to Islam and found that God is one,
Exactly.
And there's no intermediaries, there's no nothing, and you go direct. I always like going direct. I don't like going through middlemen. Even when you want to buy something or something like that, you always think you get a better deal if you go to the direct source. So alhamdulillah, the same. You go direct source, you get the best result.
Of course, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. And also the Trinity, of course, and doesn't make any sense, not even to the Christians. I mean, the youth, because of this, the college students stay away from Christianity, because just this Trinity concept doesn't make any sense to them either.
Yes.
I understand that, like, even some people who are searching as well, this is one revert who came to Islam, and she went to her priest and asked about Trinity, please explain it. And they basically said, well, they couldn't basically explain it. And they said, well, you just believe. And this is one of the problems I had as well, because they don't come up with a reason. They just say, well, you just have faith. You just believe, because we tell you that's what you're to do. And, in Islam, we can get the answers.
Inshallah.
And
also, scientific evidence shows us to Allah one and alone, is because Big Bang, as you know, is everything. Allah created everything from zero, not from nothing. And we understand is Allah one and alone.
Inshallah.
That's very easy.
Inshallah.
Now, brother, how did the people around you react to your decision to embrace Islam first? And have you inspired any other person with your new outlook on life?
Inshallah. Well, I won't say it's new, because it's been over 30 years now since I became accepted Islam. So it's a long time. So I can't be called a new Muslim, as they often say, that you're a new Muslim. So I'm not a new Muslim, I'm a Muslim. So, but with the people around me, my family, because at the time when I became a Muslim, there wasn't much known about Islam. This was back in 1981. So at that time, it was around the time when I was searching, was around the time of the situation in Iran. And so my father, the first thing he said, oh, you're becoming an Iranian now, you're going to be like a part of the Islamic revolution and things like this. And I said, no, not at all. And then when I explained what it was and things like that, so they understood. And even my friends and things like that, they understood, from where I was coming from. And they said, well, it's good for you. But most of them didn't want to accept it. Even my family, none of my family accepted Islam. But I pray that Allah guides them.
Inshallah.
And with everyone else. Yeah. And with the others, with influencing through the TV program and through just my general dealing with people, we've probably influenced many, especially the TV program, alhamdulillah. It's not from me, but what we present, about Islam, true Islam, the Quran and the Sunnah, and showing what Islam is. And alhamdulillah, many people have accepted Islam either directly or indirectly through the TV program. And even the documentaries we use of Harun Yahya have an influence,
a big influence
as well, because a lot of people are writing saying, we like the nature and things like this, and then they see the cycle and how talking about the mountains being pegs and the water cycle and miracles of Quran creation of the universe and all those sort of things have an effect.
Very effective.
So that's why, alhamdulillah, we really enjoy the association with the Harun Yahya organization to be able to utilize those programs.
MashaAllah. Brother, because of you also, because you represent Islam in the best way, MashaAllah. Because of your sincerity, your nur is easily observable, inshallah. You represent Islam the best way, and that attracts other people, because if they see a Muslim representing Islam in the best way, and they would think, if this person is a Muslim, I want to be a Muslim.
Yes.
Or there is radicalism and extremism and fanaticism exist in the Islamic world. And in the Western world, many people think that this is Islam, because these bigots are violent, they do terrorism attacks, and they have enmity and hatred against Christians, Jews, not only them, enmity and hatred against other Muslims also. So some people think this might be the true Islam, and they stay away from religion. How can we change this? How can we educate these people? What can we do more?
Well, I think with programs like what you guys do, alhamdulillah, and giving education to people, and like our program, our humble little program we do, because like people see on CNN and BBC and all these other programs, they sort of see a portrait of Islam and Muslims.
Yes.
And then we have to counter that, because most of the time they get some rat bag who says he's a Muslim and acting on behalf of Islam, but they're not.
Yes.
Most of the time they're acting on their own whims and fancies and doing things totally against Islam. So we, and I'm sure you guys are doing the same, is try to show the true Islam and what Muslims, how Muslims should act. There's nothing wrong with Islam is perfect, the religion is perfect, but us Muslims are not always perfect, and we always have our shortcomings and things like that. So, we have to improve ourselves, and this is by education and by these programs. It shows people, show to people, not just Muslims, non-Muslims as well, so they can sort of see what Islam should be. And if they like it, follow it, inshallah.
Yes, inshallah. Of course, it needs also collaboration, because good people with wisdom should come together, and this will generate power, will make it more effective and faster, actually, inshallah. There is a saying of Sayyid Nursi, the great Islamic scholar, Bediüzzaman Sayyid Nursi, says, 4-1 separately and individually makes 1+1+1, 4. Yes. But 4-1 together in unity makes 1,111, inshallah. That generates a lot of power, Muslims coming together, inshallah.
Well, the old saying, united we stand, divided we fall. So we have to be together, inshallah.
Yes,
we work together, overcome our little differences we have, our own political or our own cultural baggage and things like that we have. We have to overcome these and just work as Muslims,
inshallah.
Work on the things we have in common, not the things we don't, and work on those strengths, inshallah.
Exactly, you're right, mashallah. Mr. Thompson, in the recent years, we know that the people, number of people in the West embracing Islam is growing. What do you think of it?
Yes, alhamdulillah, even in New Zealand, it's the same effect. Okay. In the West, it is, they say, keep saying it, always been saying it's the fastest growing religion in the world, and especially in the West. And alhamdulillah, it's because of programs like this that people are getting an opportunity to see what Islam is. You know, like, we had one sister, I relate, in New Zealand, come from a country area, and she said before she met a Muslim, she thought Islam was a country mm-hmm. and Islamabad was the capital. You know, the ignorance, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not something against them, it's just because they hadn't encountered Islam or yeah. Muslims. Yes. So this is the challenge and the duty of the Muslims is to present Islam in the best possible way.
Yes, yes.
And also to show what it is yes. and then pass on the message. You know, we there's no compulsion in religion.
Yes.
And
yes.
it's just a matter of showing what yes. Islam is, the true Islam, and let them choose. Yeah. Inshallah. In the West, they're like a sponge, generally.
Inshallah.
They really want to seek knowledge. Yes. You know, and when they, you know, you give them the knowledge and they accept it, alhamdulillah. If they don't, still alhamdulillah. At least they will have a better understanding and they won't treat the Muslims bad. Yeah. You know, we're probably our worst enemies, the Muslims, because we not just treat others bad, we treat ourselves bad as well, and we're not good portrayers of the religion.
Yes.
And we're going to be punished for that. Yes. Later on.
And you said something very important, that there is no compulsion in religion. Yes. That is, actually, important. Some people are not aware of this order of Allah. And in some countries, like Iran, Saudi Arabia, they oppress the people, but this is against the religion, haram, actually.
Yeah.
You cannot, I mean, it is definitely, Allah says, the defines the duty of our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Quran, and as a clear transmission. And this is for everybody, clear transmission. We give the evidences, whether they believe or not, that's their obligation. And Allah controls the hearts, we know that.
Yes.
But oppression is haram. Yes.
Exactly, and we should not do that. Like, I think in the time when, I can't remember who it was, when they went to Jerusalem, the great ruler, and there wasn't a mosque there at the time, and they prayed in a Christian church and things like that. So. And there was time when, like in, I think, other areas where the Christians and the Jews and the Muslims all lived in peace.
Yes.
And we're told also, you know, you shouldn't, if there's a battle going on, shouldn't attack any of those ones who are non-combatants, but also the women, the children, the trees, the environmental things, but also those monks and priests who are doing their thing.
Yeah.
You know, so we don't go around targeting someone who's not a Muslim, let alone our own brothers and sisters.
Yes.
You know, we should be at peace with them. And then show them what Islam is, so at least they can see what it is.
Yeah.
Not, you know, then they have this radical idea that our Muslims want to kill us all and things like that. This is totally wrong.
Yes.
Totally wrong.
Yes. Because they left Quran.
Yeah.
They don't know the source of religion. How they can follow the rules, Allah's rules.
Yes.
That's why it's happened. Everything.
Yeah,
this is the main problem.
Mashallah. So that's, then there's a big responsibility for the Muslims, for us, to teach them the true Islam, inshallah. And to represent, of course, the best way. Because you have to first live Islam, right? And then be a good example and then preach them to true Islam, inshallah.
Inshallah. Even if, you know, not everyone can stand up or give lectures and things like that. So at least be a good example.
Yes.
Whether it just be in your way you deal with people, just be smile, you know, have to look after your neighbor, be kind to the neighbor, you know, just going about your work in an honest way, you know, just, you know, don't just sort of say, well, you know, work is one thing and religion's another. For Muslims, religion is our whole way of life.
Yes.
So it has to encompass everything.
Yes.
So our dealing was with our brothers and sisters in Islam and our brothers and sisters who aren't in Islam.
Yeah.
So we have to deal with them in the same way in humanity, so that we can, you know, they can sort of see, you know, what Islam is, and it's just by our example. And you know, I have many stories of reverts, and they're talking about a lot of them, especially some of these rappers, singers, and things who have come to Islam. They are looking at the Muslims, you know, to see how they're acting, and yet these people are worshiping them because they're famous and music and things like that. But the Muslims were actually looking to find, these singers and that were looking to find where Islam was. And a lot of them had a battle to try and find it because some of the people they were looking for it in weren't good examples.
Yes.
And this is what they said. They were actually the ones saying, you Muslims have a responsibility. I nearly didn't come to Islam, this is what they're saying, yes. because you were bad Muslims, not giving me the good example. So we have to be right. the best example, inshallah.
Yes, and now we come in this end of a beautiful conversation. My last question will be, what are the views of for the works of Mr. Adnan Oktar?
Yeah. Well, alhamdulillah, pardon me, the, you know, as I said earlier, the works, especially the documentaries we use, probably 30 to 50% of our program have these documentaries in, you know, and we get good response from them. Even every time when I'm editing ones, you know, I say, mashallah, because I love the created things, yeah. nature and things like this. And, you know, you see some of these things, the scenery, the, where they're talking about the butterflies, how they've got the painted images on there of the other birds and things like that. You sort of say, subhanAllah, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Yeah, so, you know, may Allah give Mr. Adnan Oktar long life to continue doing this work,
inshallah.
And you guys as well.
All
of you are doing inshallah. A great service inshallah. To humanity, not inshallah. Just the Muslims, to humanity. Inshallah. Inshallah, Allah guide us all to be able to give us strength to continue this.
Yes.
Inshallah. Inshallah. May Allah bless you. You came all the way from the New Zealand.
Mashallah.
And just to gain the great pleasure of Allah. That's a very good example. And you're doing an intellectual jihad there, inshallah. You struggle. Yeah. MashaAllah, in the New Zealand, with our Muslim brothers and sisters. Mm. And please bring our salam to them.
Inshallah.
And may Allah bless you. May Allah reward you for everything you are doing in this world and here in infinite hereafter. Inshallah.
Amen.
Yeah. Brother, it was a great pleasure and honor to have you.
That's likewise. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you.
So we come to the end of our show today. We had a very great interview, Brother Muhammad Thompson. And we thank you for joining us, inshallah. It's an honor to have you, inshallah. On behalf of everyone here in Istanbul, we would like to say good night, inshallah.